Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. No spooky music during break.
Oh, for God's sake.
You guys see this YouTube TV ESPN deal? I'm so tired of these things, dude. I don't have YouTube TV, so it's not... I don't have to deal with it right now. But this happens with every, like, you know, it happens with DirecTV. It happens with Cox, Comcast, like, all that stuff, right? All these media conglomerates always have like this charging and holding out for like this big contract and then like pressure the consumer into convincing their provider to overpay for the channels that they want to watch, which in turn raises the prices for everything. But YouTube TV could not put together a package with ESPN and Disney, so all of the Disney channels, which is all of the ESPN channels, are now not on YouTube TV. As Juan says, the mouse has struck again. Here's my thing on the streaming, okay? The only reason why streaming was ever good is because it was cheaper, not because the product was good. It buffers, right? You have to have like really good internet. I mean, they've fixed a lot of those things. You can do stuff in 4K. There are some pros to it. But you know what I hate doing? I hate like logging out and having to go back into another channel. It's just a pain. When I can do it with cable. We had a great product going with cable and satellite. It was direct. It was awesome. It was fast. It was easy to navigate. And it got too expensive. And that's how the product works a little bit, where one entity becomes cheaper and everybody goes to that entity. But in terms of all things being equal, Frank, in terms of money, it's better to have cable than it is to have just the streaming accounts.
I don't like... I've gotten too used to it. I don't like live television being put on these platforms. If you want to make them like your own personal DVR where you where you post entire series... Like I've gone.
That's what's good about streaming. Like the Netflix, what it started as, but the live TV on that is awful.
It's killing it.
Live sports on streaming, awful.
I mean, like, oh God, I've watched like 10 episodes in the last 2 days of Chicago Med. Good show. I enjoy it.
Well, you do. You watch 10 episodes in 2 days, so yeah, I would imagine you probably enjoy it.
And that's in season 4, where there's like 30 episodes a season. But that's fine. That is, I don't mind. I don't like putting live sports up on these things. Now, sometimes you can get away with it, like Peacock has the British Premier League, Paramount Plus has Serie A. You can, like, that stuff, it's outside other countries. You can't watch it anywhere else. That's fine. But for, like, domestic, to put games, you can watch a baseball game in three different ways now. You can watch it on ESPN Plus. You can watch it on MLB Network. You can watch it on your television. You can watch it on MLB.TV. You don't need all that. Just go with one.
Yeah, I don't like the, I think that's, you know, putting MLS behind a paywall.
That's killing their sport, and they realize it.
It's not great. They're just collecting the check, though.
No, they're realizing it because they should be. They're trying to get out of that contract right now.
Yeah, that's why the Pac-12 never went with the Apple deal and disbanded. You know, the people, like my friends, are all about like the streaming. Like, well, I can watch my phone. I can do that too with cable. You can literally do that now with like a cable subscription.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, if you have DirecTV, you download the DirecTV app, log in, you can watch television on your phone.
Yeah, Rod, I have all of the, I have YouTube TV, Apple TV, DirecTV, Prime Video. I have them all so I don't become a victim of not being able to watch sports. Now you're paying for all this stuff. That becomes like, basically turns into more than just what the cable used to be. Just having the sports package with the cable was like fine.
We don't pirate streams. We certainly will not give you websites in the description below to pirate said streams. We will never do that.
I look at the NFL. The NFL is also like, they have games on Prime and they have games on Netflix and the Peacock and all this stuff. Like, the Christmas games are all going to be on Netflix.
Can you imagine telling your 95-year-old grandfather loves football how to log into Netflix to watch these games?
Oh, my God. You saw, like, Rick Pitino having to do it with his son on the Netflix account. They're, like, sharing the account.
Rick Pitino is not 95.
No. Rick Pitino's a college basketball coach. But my guess would be, like, I mean, if I'm ESPN, why would I compete with myself by having things on other platforms when I could just make everybody buy my own and make it ridiculous? Because the thing is ESPN has, like, most of the major sports. They have almost all of the contracts. And they have overpaid for a lot of different leagues. And they know they've overpaid for a lot of different leagues. And they got to try to make their money back somehow, and it's going to be that app that they came out with. And so now, you know, I highly doubt that ESPN and YouTube TV are going to get some type of contract done by the end of the football season to bring their product back onto the deal. And it always happens in the middle of the season, right? Because they know that that's what people are watching ESPN for. It ain't in the springtime when they don't have college football. It's right now. And it's getting to a point where all these people cut the cord, and now streaming's got all the power. And what did they do? They turned into cable. I'm telling you, the pendulum's going to swing back where cable's going to be more affordable than all the streaming, and you're going to see a lot of people go back to cable.
Brandon, wow. Next NFL announcement, NFL on Bumble. If you guys can't find the woman of your dreams, at least you can find the NFL on Bumble. Jesus.
Game coming up on Tinder. No, but that would be like if you got Tinder Plus. That's the only way you could watch the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Live streaming on Tinder Plus. You can swipe through and watch the game at the same time. You guys can match and talk about your favorite team together. That is some crazy ass the NFL would totally do.
But if you do match with somebody, you can't watch the game together because that would be Tinder plus fire.
Tinder plus plus.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to need to pay another $15, $20 in order to watch the game at the same time with this girl that you don't know.
I would imagine everything on social media right now is the whole YouTube TV situation.
I fell on Grindr. Stop.
Stop it. Stop it. Yeah, it's not great for the sports consumer. So, like, I feel bad for anybody who's got YouTube TV this weekend. And it's not just YouTube TV. It's going to be something else later. I mean, ESPN is going to start charging a ton for, like, the other outlets to get people to pay for their app. And it is what it is. There's not much more you can do about that, Frank.
This is why I say what I say. I hate people. I hate people so much.
Just wait for like high school football games to be on there.
Got another Alt 94.9 wine tasting going on over there.
It's beer, dude.
I know.
Wine tasting.
Well, no, it was wine earlier this week.
TRM1. Realistically, it would be on TikTok before that. You're going to start seeing games on TikTok soon.
They already are.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
People live stream themselves reacting to games on TikTok and have the game like below. There are ways that people do that. Like people will pretend they're playing a video game while showing a game on Twitch. There was a guy that was showing it was the Paul Tyson fight. He was like moving a controller along with it, like he was playing the game, but it was fight on Netflix. And he didn't get flagged for it because
he was
awesome.
Playing a game.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah, that entire the whole YouTube TV thing is ridiculous. It's just a lot of people had it. I don't. I have cable. I mean, and I might be moving soon. And when I do that in town, I'm probably going to be trying to get cable. But to me, like, I don't watch a lot of TV anyway, so, like, I guess I would just get the ESPN app, but then I get stuck with the ESPN. You know that's not going to be $30 a month forever. That thing's going to go up. I wouldn't be surprised if that's, like, $70 or $80 a month in the next 2 or 3 years.
I got the ESPN Disney Hulu bundle. It was, like, $15. It's doubled since then. It's, like, $30-$35 now.
I remember I was paying for ESPN Plus, like, 2 or 3 years ago. Like when I first got it was like $4.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all the articles and stuff. It was great for show prep. And then you also got to watch all the crazy whatever. All of the like random college games, right?
Yeah.
It made a lot of sense. I think that's up to like $15 or $16 a month now.
For what? Just ESPN?
ESPN Plus, which is different than the ESPN app.
No, I think it's 20.
Is it 20 now? For just ESPN Plus?
I think so.
I don't remember what I'm paying for it. I try to use that as like some work tax write-offs. did you get the news about the West Coast Conference expanding?
That's a genius idea.
It's a business expense.
Wow.
You didn't think about that, did you?
No, I did not.
You need it for work. You need to watch all these sports for work. You have to access it. It's not your fault that you work in sports media, right?
What a genius.
You've never thought about that? You've never?
No.
That's literally that's why I was like, all right, I'll just add it to the tax thing. It's a business expense.
You genius.
Look at Frank's face. He's like enlightened about this information.
It's like I've had a brain blast.
Rod brings up a good point that I won't say on air. You know what? That's why it's better to watch it at home. We have an update on the West Coast Conference. They've announced a new conference member and what Mark Ziegler had to say about it on Twitter. We'll talk about that when we come back. Braden Soprenich Show, San Antonio Sports Station 97 through the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We are giving away Aztec tickets in the 1 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that. We do have some news in conference realignment. The West Coast Conference has announced that Denver is joining the WCC. And from a tweet from Mark Ziegler at 11:02, West Coast Conference adds Denver starting next year. Translation, UCSB and UC Irvine turned it down. That means the West Coast Conference will consist of a bunch of small private schools and UCSD with an undergraduate enrollment of $35,000. 35,000 students, sorry. It's taking money there again. West Coast Conference adding Denver is interesting to me. I thought for sure like Santa Barbara and Irvine would be interested in that, but Denver is an interesting changeup for the West Coast Conference. That was the latest news that we had on that. I wanted to bring that to attention. Hockey powerhouse Denver. Yeah, they're probably good at lacrosse too. What else does Denver have? Like Denver, I think of Denver basketball? Eh, don't really know too much. I do want to get to this too. I mean, we've kind of put it off, but it's at the same time, it's like a lot of different things that you can go about this. I kind of want to get into this story on the UCLA and the Rose Bowl. Did you see this week?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. And we
briefly.
Have the Denver stuff coming up a little bit later.
The Dallas stuff.
Yeah, the Dallas
stuff. 1 o'clock hour. I do want to talk about that. But the UCLA stuff is interesting on the situation with the Rose Bowl. And I'm trying to find an article without a paywall. Pro Football Talk's got the Pasadena and Rose Bowl situation. Pasadena and the Rose Bowl operating company recently sued UCLA for an alleged plan to break its Rose Bowl lease and move to SoFi Stadium, which, by the way, I find that to be very idiotic by UCLA. UCLA responded on Thursday with a statement from Vice Chancellor of Strategic Communications, Mary Asako. While we continue to evaluate the long-term arrangement for UCLA football home games, no decision has been made. The plaintiffs would say that's more than enough to fuel an effort to get a preemptive ruling that a decision to move would violate a lease that runs through 2044, along with a court order preventing any relocation from happening. Basically, the Rose Bowl has opted to smoke out UCLA to fight proactively in an effort to keep UCLA from concluding that it's better for business to move first and defend a lawsuit later. The litigation, along with the existence of the lease, also should put SoFi Stadium on notice regarding the existence of a business relationship that Stan Kroenke and the company should not attempt to interrupt. If that happens, Pasadena and the Rose Bowl operating company eventually will be suing the Rams owner for torturous interference. So the story is that UCLA is rumored to be looking for a different place to play besides the Rose Bowl. They have a contract with the Rose Bowl through 2044. And I know we have a lot of UCLA alumni here in town. But I look at the situation with UCLA. Like, why do they want to move, Frank? Give me reasons why UCLA would want to move out of the Rose Bowl.
Can't fill the building.
Can't fill it.
A ridiculous amount of time away from campus.
It's a long drive.
Honestly, I haven't been there, but it looks like a rundown piece of garbage is what it does.
I haven't been to the Rose Bowl either. I think the nostalgia of the Rose Bowl itself for the Rose Bowl game is huge.
It should be a standalone game. It should be a standalone venue.
I think it should host the national championship every year. If I was the commissioner of college football, I would have the playoff end at the Rose Bowl. All roads lead to the Rose Bowl. All roads lead to roses. I think that should be the tradition in college football.
What a tagline, too. Gave that to them for free.
I know. You're welcome, Mouse.
He's not going to take it, but
he's not
going to
take it.
Free.
I just, you know what? Hey, give me ESPN back on YouTube, and you know what? You can use that phrase and make millions off of it, billions. The granddaddy of them all. I mean, that would be like that would really prove that it's the granddaddy of them all, right? That should be the deal. UCLA playing there, it looks bad. Right now, it looks bad because nobody goes to UCLA games because they suck, and on top of that, students don't go to games. I mean, I think right now in general, like students are going to athletic events in towns where there's nothing else to do besides going to those athletic events. Is that a fair statement, Frank?
Yeah, I would say so.
I think it's relatively fair. Unless that's the place to be, kids ain't going. And you know what they're definitely not doing? They ain't driving from Westwood to Pasadena on a Saturday. They're not going to do it. Not to watch this UCLA team play. So, as much as UCLA being at the Rose Bowl is tradition, I can understand why they would want to get out of it. The problem is, though, for UCLA, is that still technically their best place to play. What is UCLA playing at SoFi Stadium going to do for anybody? It's got to be like corporate. It's going to look stupid. It's going to look stupid. It's just going to be stale. It's not going to be college football. It's just going to be like, hey, look, here's UCLA at SoFi. You think they're going to fill up SoFi Stadium? They're averaging 35,000 people a game at the Rose Bowl. That holds 100,000 people. The SoFi holds like what, like 80,000 people?
I will say, though, 35,000 looks a lot better in a building that holds 50,000 than it does 100,000.
It does, especially with all the tarps UCLA has to put up. How far is the drive from Westwood to SoFi? How much are you saving on that?
No idea.
I mean, I'm not a huge, like, I don't know. I don't go up to LA enough. Who can make that drive? I mean, if you do like I just pull up Google Maps, UCLA, and go directions to SoFi Stadium, like right now, which is not a time that you'd be traveling. Now it says about 25 minutes. I guess it would be closer. I mean, it's definitely closer than going to Pasadena. I knew that, but like, you're looking at a drive to the Rose Bowl could be upward. Like right now, you would have left, it'd be like 41 minutes, 50 minutes, almost an hour, and it's 26 miles away where they could play at SoFi Stadium. And it's a 25-minute drive, and it's also 13 miles away. Not seeing UCLA play at the Rose Bowl would be a travesty. I mean, I don't know how UCLA is going to fix their sports problems because they got a lot of them. But when talking about the like Bruins football, the only thing that's ever going to save them, it would be an on-campus stadium, which would never happen with Westwood. It wouldn't happen with Westwood. They're not going to put a stadium in there. But how about Pasadena jumping in front of it? I mean, the residents of Pasadena voted for to pay for $150 million worth of renovations for that stadium for UCLA and the Rose Bowl. But I can't imagine. I mean, San Diego State right now it's hard for them to retain students for their off-campus stadium, and their off-campus stadium is like a couple trolley stops away. For the Aztec students, UCLA is like an hour away. where they can move down the street to SoFi Stadium. I think it'd be a travesty for college football to see him not at the Rose Bowl, but I could see what they're going with this. I don't think they're going to get the same kind of attendance anyway. I think a lot of LA fans or UCLA fans would probably stop going to the games entirely. Saw a couple of people say that on social media. I think it'd be bad for college football, though. I mean, all this, like, it's just constant corporate. I mean, I don't know why they haven't just made this a... I mean, so much... make it professional sports. With all of the NIL and all this stuff. I mean, people, they're trying to save money. They're trying to make more money. They're trying to keep up with everybody else. UCLA out of the Rose Bowl. I mean, I would imagine a lot of UCLA alumni would probably be really upset about that. If UCLA decided to move to SoFi Stadium. It's great news for Kroenke. And then the Rose Bowl would just be basically there to host just one game a year. Which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, but at the same time, I think it might be bad for college football to have UCLA move out of the Rose Bowl. So the Rose Bowl is getting after it early in this. To prevent this from happening. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Want to mention that this hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today with APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotapoway.com in the heart of San Diego. When we come back, we'll take a look at some players that might be able to help the Padres out in the free agent market. We'll talk, we'll get your phone calls, and we'll also get to the sports thread. Looks like they are making a change at athletic director for LSU. We'll talk more about that when we get to the sports thread when we come back on the Brayden Ciprenet Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll be giving away Aztec tickets in the 1 o'clock hour after we talk about Aztec football. against the Wyoming Cowboys. They'll be coming up at 12:35. Aztec football. One of the favorites to potentially make a college football playoff spot out of the Mountain West Conference if things kind of go their way. In the American Conference, they got to keep taking care of business. They'll try to do that again tomorrow. Game at 4 o'clock tomorrow at Snapdragon Stadium. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We're going to talk more college football later on in the show. We're going to get to our NFL whip around later on in the show. We're going to get to our sports thread coming up this segment. But do you want to get to your phone calls? Let's get out to Kevin in Chula Vista. Kevin wants to weigh in. What's going on?
Well, you know, UCLA actually played in the L.A. Coliseum from 1928 to 81. So, you know, they did, I think, okay at that period of time. Then they decided to go over to the Rose Bowl because they didn't want to partner up with USC, obviously. So, you know, I agree with you, Braden. I mean, going back to SoFi, basically it's a 12-mile drive from Westwood down to SoFi, maybe a little bit less to downtown. I don't know where L.A. Coliseum is. But the bigger problem for UCLA is at this point, and we've said this before, they need to understand and realize and accept. And all UCLA grads, alum out there, listen closely. You're going to do nothing in the Big Ten. It's already started. You've gone into a long spiral downward. You need to get in touch with the Pac-12 and come back. There's nothing holding you to the Big Ten that's going to benefit you ever. You're not going to win that conference ever. And you won't get close to it in basketball ever. So I don't know what they're waiting for. But they need to have some smelling salts and some reality in downtown Los Angeles or up in Westwood, because where they're headed right now is to the end. They're dropping off a cliff, and it's their fault at this point because they think they're bigger than they are, and they're not.
That's 100% true, Kevin. I appreciate the phone call. That's what all those schools that moved thought. They're the biggest thing ever because in their conferences before, they used to be the big thing. And when you add yourself for $100 million a year to these other conferences, thinking you're the big dog, you're signing up for failure. Just look at Nebraska. What has Nebraska done since joining the Big Ten? What have they done in anything besides volleyball? Now, Nebraska volleyball is going to be good regardless. But you look at Nebraska football and the history of Nebraska football. They joined the Big Ten Conference in 2010. In 2010, they joined the Big Ten Conference. Since joining the Big Ten Conference, they haven't really been able to do really much of anything. Have they even become close to winning a championship game in the Big Ten? No. They went from being what was a national power in college football to being basically irrelevant and just like an irrelevant football team. There's just another team. It's just like there's nobody that sticks out in terms of like Nebraska football anymore. Nobody's getting excited to watch Nebraska football. When they joined the Big Ten, they've basically signed up to not being relevant anymore in college football. The records in the Big Ten have been okay. When they first started in the Big Ten back in 2011, they were still built on that Big 12 team. 9-4, 10-4, receiving votes in the AP Top 25. They went 9-4 again, 9-4, 6-7 in 2015, 9-4. And then 4-8, 4-8, 5-7, 3-5, 3-9, 4-8, 5-7, 7-6. Right now they're 6-2, and the highest they've been ranked is 25 in the AP Top 25. If you look at the last 5 years, Nebraska football has been ranked as high as 22, and that was in 2024. They finished 7-6. They went 3-6 in conference. I mean, just look at the conferences. Just look at the conference records. Their best year was their second year in the Big Ten. They went 7-1. This is what they've done in the Big Ten conference football, like in conference play. 5-3, 7-1. 5-3, 5-3, 3-5. 6-3, 3-6, 3-6, 3-6, 3-5, 1-8, 3-6, 3-6, 3-6, 3-2. They might lose their next four games and be consistently 3-6. Nebraska before that was in the Big 12 championship game. You can't tell me that they didn't do anything 10 years prior when they were ranked as high as 5 in the country in the Big 12 in their last year in the Big 12. They went 10-4, went 10-4 the year before that, went 9-4 the year before that. Had a couple of lulls, but the 10 years prior, they were ranked in the top 10 in the AP almost every year. You look at the early 2000s, they were ranked as high as 2 in the country in 2001. They were actually accomplishing a lot at Nebraska. They joined the Big Ten. It was a disaster. You can't even say the same thing about UCLA. When's the last time UCLA football was good? It had been a while. They've been decent, but they've never been like his world beater team. But they signed up, and this is for football. All these moves were for football. They signed up to not be competitive in college football anymore. Just like I believe Oklahoma and Texas signed up to not be competitive in football anymore. It's still early on after leaving the Big 12, but I'm telling you, it's going to start falling out. The schools that went from a power conference to another power conference have failed miserably. The schools that have been upgraded from a group of six, group of five conference to a power conference, they have been rewarded. The Utahs of the world. Utah joining the Pac-12. TCU joining the Big 12. BYU joining the Big 12. I mean, look at the teams at the top of the Big 12 right now. Cincinnati, Houston, BYU. I mean, these are all teams that have been added. Then you get upgraded, it works out. When you make a lateral move, it doesn't. You sign up to never win. But they got the $100 million. They got the $100 million a year. I agree with Kevin, too. Ain't never going to win in basketball either. And their basketball team's good. But they're signing up for failure, having to fly cross-country for all their conference games. It doesn't make any sense. The only team that's still surviving right now is Oregon, and they got Nike backing them. And you wonder why people aren't going to the UCLA games anymore. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. Gary in UTC, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Good to hear you, and a good show. I agree with Kevin and you completely. I just remember, it seems that I might be close to Kevin's age or something like that, but I just remember when Nebraska was always tangling up with teams in the, I think it was the Big 12, Oklahoma. They, in 71 and 72, it was the game of the century one and the game of the century two. And that might be a lifetime ago. People don't even remember stuff like that, but that's how powerful that particular conference was at one time. UCLA always seemed to be on the tip, just behind. They were always behind USC. Anyway, Braden, great show. Great listening to you. Thanks. And I'll take your comments off the air.
Appreciate it, Gary. That's what these schools sign up for. Now, here's the other thing that has to be in play here is it's the arrogance of the academic world that really makes a lot of these moves. Because UCLA doesn't want to be in the same conference as San Diego State or Fresno State or Washington. Like, none of those schools. They don't. San Diego State's actually made themselves better by becoming a research institute. They're in the process of doing that. I don't know if they're there yet, but I know they're in the process. It's only a matter of time. And now all of a sudden they are a higher tier academically. But UCLA and USC need to swallow their pride and realize that what they signed up for is going to be a catastrophic disaster. It is. It's going to be a disaster. If you can't win in any of these sports, at least the ones that are important that make money, then what is even the point of being in some of these conferences? You're just setting yourself up for failure. And we've only seen 2 years of UCLA in the Big Ten. They went 5-7 last year, 3-6 in conference. They're 3-5 this year, 3-2 in conference. They had a little bit of a spark after they parted ways with their head coach. But I'm telling you right now, UCLA football is not trending in the right direction. That's averaging 35,000 people at their games. I mean, that is just so bad. But as Kevin mentioned, it's true. These schools did it to themselves. Their arrogance is going to ruin their sports teams. And this is the mess that it is college athletics. Speaking of a mess that is college athletics, let's get to today's sports thread.
You know that group chat, the one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank. What do we got today on the Sports Thread? We got that LSU story, do we not?
Yeah, Louisiana's a mess here to start off with.
Number one.
Scott Woodward is out as LSU athletic director. The school announced last night, just days after the Tigers fired head coach Brian Kelly amid a 5-3 season. Virge Osbury, the executive deputy athletic director, will be the interim AD at LSU right now. LSU's Board of Supervisors Chair Scott Ballard said, we thank Scott for the last 6 years of service as athletic director. He had a lot of success at LSU, and we wish him nothing but the best in his future. Our focus is now on moving the athletic department forward and best positioning LSU to achieve its full potential. LSU held a news conference earlier today. Woodward drew the ire of Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, which we discussed yesterday, who publicly criticized him multiple times this week in a news conference Wednesday. Landry said that Woodward would not be hiring LSU's next head football coach. There is a lot that you have to look at here with this. Woodward, on their last two coaches, firing them early has cost the university over $100 million.
Yes.
In these firings. So, yeah, I think it's a justified firing at this point, especially for a state university.
Did he get fired from A&M or did he just leave A&M?
I don't know.
But, yeah, he's cost multiple universities tons of money just by these hirings. I still think they're like a quick trigger on things when it comes to hiring coaches. What's Penn State going to do, by the way? Like, Matt Rhule was one of the candidates, potentially. He signs an extension with Nebraska. Cignetti signs an extension with Indiana. And what was the other?
They're looking at Notre Dame's head coach.
Why would he leave Notre Dame?
Exactly.
It's just, like, these schools think that you could just fire the coach and you're going to replace him with Nick Saban. And everything's going to be turned around immediately, and then it doesn't. And then in 2 years, you end up firing the guy anyway. And now you're like racking up all of this money of all of these buyouts that you have. I'd love to see the FanGraphs roster research page for college football and all the dead money that all of these colleges are paying to former coaches.
You can't look at a coach firing a coach mid-season like it's going to change something mid-season. It's not, because you're most likely going to have an interim who's going to be just preaching the same thing that the previous coach was preaching, just in a different way, because you're already in the season. And what are you going to change that's going to make any sort of impact? And you're seeing that now with the Miami Dolphins, who let their general manager walk and are most likely to fire Mike McDaniel at the end of the year. They said they're not going to fire him during the season. The only time you fire a head coach during the season is if you cannot stand to be in the same room with the guy. losing two or three games in a college football season, especially in a conference like the SEC, where you're going to lose two or three games every single year, even the best teams do, that's not an excuse to fire a guy.
The problem is the SEC schools don't lose that many times. That they have made it so easy for themselves with the scheduling that they've had in the past years of just relying on the SEC and everybody winning, you know, 8 games a year, 9 games a year, 10 games a year, that they think that they just play at this high standard. But the reality is it was all smoke and mirrors to begin with.
UCLA interim changed things because UCLA had nowhere to go but up at that point.
Number two.
In the wake of the NBA betting scandal, the league and its partner sportsbooks continue to review what types of bets are most vulnerable to manipulation and how much bettors should be allowed to wager on such bets. Before the season, the NBA identified missed free throws, fouls, and turnovers as types of wagers susceptible to manipulation and asked its partner sportsbooks to not offer these bets. FanDuel and DraftKings told ESPN that they had agreed to the NBA's requests. FanDuel did not offer such wagers in past seasons. DraftKings had offered in-game betting on players making missed free throws, but those offers are no longer available. The discussions, which are ongoing, also includes what limits are appropriate for wagers that are the most vulnerable to manipulate. Sources said betting limits on player prop bets are typically lower than on the point spreads of a game, for example. This all sounds like stuff that should have been common sense and put in to begin with.
People don't have common sense. With my experience with people, they just don't have kind of common sense. They think outside, they're just dumb.
For something as common as common sense, people don't have
it. Nobody's got it. It's amazing to me how dumb people can be. But yeah, the betting thing is like, oh, now we're worried about some of these bets. Like, come on. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And right now, society plays a lot of stupid games.
Yep.
Number three.
The NCAA announced Thursday that it will implement player availability reports for the 2026 men's and women's basketball tournaments in March. Teams must submit their availability reports to the NCAA the night before their game and again 2 hours before tip-off, according to a news release. These reports will be made available to the public. Players will be assumed to be available unless designated or questionable or out. Unless designated as questionable or out, according to the release, inaccurate reporting might result in penalties for the school. What other reason could they possibly be doing this for, other than linking to the previous story on this list?
We know what this is about. This is about gambling. That's what this is about. The Big 12 was having an issue with like schools finagling their injury reports, where like they're listing all of these players as questionable. Mm-hmm. And there's only been like two schools that have actually like done it legit in the Big 12. And we're going to do the same thing for the NCAA tournament. Why are we doing it? NCAA tournament's one of the biggest gambling month ever in college and in all of sports. Everybody fills out a bracket. Everybody's in these bracket pools. You don't think there's a lot of money getting put down on these NCAA tournament games? That's what that's for.
Because, Braden, why have a money when you can have all money?
That's right.
That's what it comes down to. It's as simple as that.
Number four.
Billionaire businessman Mark Walter was unanimously approved as the new majority owner of the Los Angeles Lakers by the NBA Board of Governors on Thursday. Walter then immediately closed on the sale of the franchise from the Buss family at a $10 billion valuation. Walter now has one of the most valuable collections of professional sports franchises in the world. In addition to owning the Lakers, he is a controlling owner of the Dodgers, as well as the LA Sparks for the WNBA. His TWG Global Investment Group owns tennis's Billie Jean King Cup, the Cadillac Formula One team, and the Professional Women's Hockey League. He is also part owner of Chelsea FC in the Premier League. How many toys can you have?
Guy's got a lot. Let's see what his yacht collection looks like.
Jesus.
New owner of the Lakers. Wow.
$10 billion.
It's a billion empire over there. NFL whip around, week 9, when we come back. New lunchtime hour on the Braden Soprenet Show. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.